Well, good afternoon, and welcome to our March Digging Deeper into This call. This is Barbara Meese, along with my husband, Rich. We are directors of leadership development for Lead Like Jesus, and we're just thrilled that you could join us today for our call. So this call today is designed to help you prepare for facilitating collaboration reports, debriefs within your work, your ministry, and then, of course, at the end of the call, we'll just open up for some questions or comments as we get to that. So, Rich, I'm going to ask you to begin our call with a prayer and devotion, and then we'll get started with the debrief.
Wonderful to be with you today. It's an unusual time in our nation and our world's history with the pandemic that has struck us, and I was taken by a blog that I subscribed to that talked about in August of 1527 in Wittenberg, Germany, that country was going through the bubonic plague, and Martin Luther and his wife Katharina were urged to flee the city at that time, but they chose to stay in order to minister to the sick and the dying. And they were asked by other Christians in another city for advice, and so Luther wrote a pamphlet called Whether One May Flee from a Deadly Plague. And I think some of the lessons from it are apropos to today. I think this just is a combining of realism and faith in a way that's very relevant to each of us. So I thought I'd read just a couple of sentences from that and then pray a prayer about where we are today. Luther counseled his readers to utilize medicine and intelligence to guard and take good care of the body so that we can live in good health. He also practiced what we are today calling social distancing. He said, I shall avoid places and persons where my presence is not needed in order not to become contaminated and thus infect and pollute others. With this caveat, however, he said, if my neighbor needs me, I shall not avoid place or person, but I will go freely. Well, as it turned out, Martin and Katharina Luther were spared from the plague. Of course, at the time, they didn't know this when they chose to stay behind. They chose to risk their lives to serve others because they were not afraid to die. Their hope was in proper procedures and medical treatments, but even more so, their hope was in Christ. They trusted their Lord to protect them in life and to bring them to heaven in death whenever it came. I just thought those were really encouraging words. Our pastor preached this past Sunday online, of course, the three P's, and basically don't panic. We know that Scripture gives us 1 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But he said, do pray as if it all depended on God, and do prepare as if it all depended on us. And I just think that's good advice for us today, and I was encouraged by Martin Luther's experience and just pass that along as something that we might consider as we begin our call today. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to start with what I read in this same blog. It's called Prayer for a Pandemic. Was actually written by someone in Seattle, Washington, and it's a beautiful prayer that I'd like to read, and then I'll say a prayer for our time together. May we who are merely inconvenienced remember those whose lives are at stake. May we who have no risk factors remember those most vulnerable. May we who have the luxury of working from home remember those who must choose between preserving their health or making their rent. May we who have the flexibility to care for our children when their schools close remember those who have no such option. May we who have had to cancel our trips remember those that have no safe place to go. May we who are losing our margin money in the tumult of the economic market remember those who have no margin at all. May we who settle in for a quarantine at home remember those who have no home. As fear grips our country, let us choose love. During this time when we cannot physically wrap our arms around each other, let us yet find ways to be the loving embrace of God to our neighbors. And so, Lord, we just lift up this hour to you. We thank you for each one who's on the line. We thank you for the way that you do love us. Lord, we are uncertain in this time, but we lean on you. We know you are our rock, and we just put our trust in you. Thank you for Manny and Tiffany being willing to share today. Thank you for Adam in finding this opportunity. And bless each of us as we continue to look for ways to learn more about how you've uniquely created us and how we can serve you all that we do. So we lift up this time to you, Lord.
Suzanne Karst.
And we ask for your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you, Rich. I so appreciate hearing those good words and know that this is just a time for us to keep our eyes on him. Well, to set up the call today for Rich and for the interview and just this whole debrief that we're going to be doing, I'd like to begin by thanking Adam Dennis, one of our certified biblical disc practitioners, for coordinating this effort for us and for the two members of his organization that have chosen to be a part of our call today. So Adam is the director of HR for United Pentecostal Church International. And Adam, I'm going to turn the call over to you for a few minutes. I'm going to ask you to share just a little bit about your organization, and then please introduce your workmates to us and those that will be participating in the collaboration debrief. So Adam, over to you.
Sure. We are a Pentecostal organization based out of St. Louis, Missouri. We have ministers and churches throughout the world in over 200 different global organization territories and countries. And we have also, you know, thousands of ministers here in local churches across North America. And what we do is we support all of those different pastors and preachers, evangelists, missionaries, and church with whatever they need to basically share the gospel with the whole world by the whole church, right? So that's basically what we do. And we have with us today Tiffany Countaway, who is our conference services manager, and she's in charge of basically making sure that all of our events, specifically our annual general conference that we do, where we all get together and there's, you know, elections for officials and things of that nature, exhibit space that needs to be taken care of, hotels, just all different kinds of things of that nature, different church services, outreaches. And then along with her, we have Manny, who is our warehouse manager, and he takes care of a lot of the logistics when it comes to working closely with Tiffany and getting some of that stuff done, some of the items shipped, stored, once they come back from those different conferences, and just kind of day-to-day maintenance and events.
Thank you, Adam. We appreciate that very much. Manny and Tiffany, great to be with you. My name is Rich Meese, and I have the privilege of working with Lead Like Jesus and working up a lot with this disc material, so I'm excited to take you today through the collaboration report. Those who are online with us, please, if you have available either a sample collaboration report or the one that we send out as a part of this call, encourage you to have that in front of you. Manny and Tiffany, I'll just walk you through these pages. I'll have a few comments, and then would love to ask you some questions and just have you respond as if I were sitting right there in the room with you. And we'll just walk through this and get some hopefully great insights about your work together. That's really the purpose of the collaboration report, is to help any two people that are in a working relationship or even in an interpersonal relationship just to understand each other better and certainly in a work environment learn how to work more collaboratively and get results. So basically, as you look at page 2, it's the table of contents. Just gives you a sense of the different pieces that are involved in this report. Page 3 is just a quick overview of the basic disc styles. And then we move into really the meat of the collaboration report on page 4, where we get a sense of the disc graphs of both Manny and Tiffany. My understanding, Manny and Tiffany, is that Adam spend a little time going through these with you individually. Were there any surprises, or was this a pretty good look at yourself as a person?
It was pretty good. I thought it was really good.
Okay.
I had never heard of this type of a test, and so I really wasn't, didn't really have any expectations, but yeah, I was really surprised at how
accurate
it was. And there are things that I've like thought about myself that I didn't really know if were actually really true, and they weren't. I'm like, oh, so I was right. So that kind of was a cool little thing to be like, okay, so I do this. I was, so yeah.
It's really interesting why answering 30 questions, how something can be so remarkable in giving us some insights into ourselves. And of course, this is just an assessment, and so there, it's not going to be the end-all, be-all, or exactly right. And that's why we do these interviews and these debriefs, because it allows people to talk a bit about their behavior, and that's what I invite you to do. For our friends on the phone, on page 4 is where we would usually begin and spend some time and validating the two different graphs. Notice we show both graphs here. Starting with on the right side, your natural behavioral style. We call that graph 2 in our biblical disc. And what we're seeing here is that Manny is very high I, medium on the D behavior with lower S and C. And Tiffany is lower D, semi-high I. S is her highest quality with a C very close as well. So we call this natural behavior, the real you, kind of what people would see as they interact with you in style. The reason we put both of them on here and then a blank graph at the bottom is that as Ken Vogus, one of our big developers and authors of this material, has discovered, sometimes people say, well, I think in this environment I'm more like my adapted style. And so Manny and Tiffany, we're going to probably spend our time on graph 1, which is the left side, and that's showing just a few changes. Manny, your style stays quite much the same. There's very little difference, maybe a little bit lower D. The I is almost exactly the same. The S goes down a little bit, and the C goes down just a little, but only a few percentage points. So we would say about you, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Would that be true?
Yes, sir. That is accurate, I believe. On D, though, I believe that the higher D, like, I would say I'm more 60% on the D than I am at the 45. Some of the questions, I wasn't really sure which one to answer, and so I just kind of, like, picked one. Because, like, maybe 3 were, like, did fit me pretty good, but I just, like, kind of said, okay, then this one. You know, but I think I fit more on the D on that one. I think everything else is correct.
So that you would see the D maybe being a little bit higher.
Yes.
So what we would do then is we would take your graph and plot it at the bottom, and then we would also plot Tiffany's. Tiffany, what happens for you, your S score remains the same as does your D score pretty much. The I actually drops on your adapted style, as does the C a little bit. Do you see any reasons that might happen, and does that seem appropriate for you?
So I think that that the natural is accurate, and I think the adaptive is obviously what it's a learned behavior here at work with just the circumstances of, you know, what I have to do with. So I kind of actually agree with both of them. I think that they're accurate just because of, you know, how I have to be at work on certain things, which I hate, you know, being a mean guy on what I would consider as a mean guy on stuff, some stuff, but I kind of have to at work for certain things. So I kind of agree with both of them because I kind of can fit in with, you know, whatever I need to kind of be. So, yeah.
I have a hard time believing you could be a mean guy, Tiffany. But
I have to tell somebody no, I'm mean. That's what I think. So.
Yep, I understand that. We have fairly similar graphs here. So you would be comfortable using your graph 1, the adapted style, for our discussion today?
Yes, but I will tell you that I used the natural when I was answering all my questions. So I don't know if that makes a difference, but it doesn't matter to me which graph, but just be aware that I used the natural for my questions.
what's fascinating to me, especially as you look at graph one, is that there's significant difference in all four plotting points between the two of you, which really gives us a great case study today, because while opposites tend to attract and complement each other, that can also lead to some challenges as we work together. So as we work through this, it'll be interesting to see what that looks like. I just did a quick look at the difference between, if we look at that graph one again on the left side, your D scores are about 32 points apart. I is somewhere around 40. The S is the biggest jump, for about 65 points apart, and C is 43 points apart. We'll begin to see that as we move through and look at some of the specific information as we go along. Just in general, Manny and Tiffany, do you see where that causes some challenges at times because of the different approaches that you each take?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And also, Manny and I knew each other before we started working together. So we have an interesting perspective because we were, you know, we were friends. And then when we're working together, we are, we're very different in how we operate. But I think at the core of it, we're both really hard workers. And I think that's the one thing that, like, he knows he can depend on me. I can depend on him. And we, while we might not agree with how to get to the end point and we have different views, I think we also give each other grace on, you know, things that might frustrate us and try to just to figure it out. But it is very interesting. I mean, I knew kind of some of this, but then going through this, I didn't realize how drastically different we were on so many of these things. And I'm like, oh, my word, this makes so much sense. But Manny is very humorous and always can make me laugh. So even if I get frustrated at him, you know, about something, he makes it a funny situation. He makes it fun. But, yes, we have, if we're sitting down to plot something, we, like, literally have the most different opinions on how to get there. But somehow we figure it out, and we're hard workers, and we get it done.
I'm going to hear from Manny in a second, too. A really key point, though, that you made, Tiffany, is when we share common values, especially when we share a relationship with Jesus, that should mitigate a lot of those challenges. However, they're still there. You know, there's still those human issues that we face. Manny, would you tend to agree with Tiffany, and would you add anything to that?
Yes, I believe what she said is correct. I'm a little bit more fast-paced. I want to get it done now. I don't want to wait, like, tomorrow. I want to do it, like, right now. So let's get it done now. And I tend to be a little bit more pushy, like, let's go ahead and, like, let's just do it now. Let's get it done. And then sometimes she's like, well, let's slow down. Let's think this through. Here's everything. So that's basically where I would say that the challenges and stuff we learn to work with, you know.
And I'm like, yep, a rule follower. So he'll be like, let's do this. And I'm like, okay, let's get the budget approved first. Let's buy the material. And he's like, no, let's just do it. And I'm like, Manny, we got it. You know? So that's something.
And like that, speaking of budget, like, I'll be like, I want to get this done. Let me just call our boss and let him just say, okay, go ahead and do it. And so she'll be like, well, let's wait till we get a budget. I was like, well, this is something that needs to be done now and fast. And Brother Bab will approve it. So let's just get it approved. So that's out of the way.
There's
and
so many
beautiful. Like, bring him in and be like, wait. So
there's so many beautiful things you both just said that are just so typical of your styles. And you know, Manny, kind of that ready, fire, aim kind of person, and Tiffany, you would be more the ready, aim, then we'll fire,
yes,
right?
Yes. So, but I do. I will say, when we're at our conference and it is like, you know, just a snowball effect, I'm just like, you know, I'll be like, and it's in those scenarios that I'm like, Manny, just do it, whatever you got to do, get it done. And I appreciate that he will get it done. Like, if I need something done, it kind of cracks me up too sometimes when I'm like, I'll be at the hotel, he'll be at the convention center. I'm like, hey, there's a piece of paper in the back corner, I need it. And literally within 3 minutes, he's standing beside me. I'm like, how did you do it that fast? So when we're working with that, you know, but when we're preparing, I'm all Miss Cautious, Miss Wait, let's whatever, and he's over here just driving him nuts. And then at conference, you know, he loves that because it's just like insanity, and then he gets to be really fast and get it done. And so, anyway.
Yeah, I tend to try to be a problem solver. I try to find solutions. Like, what's the fastest and easiest way to get it done? And sometimes the fastest, easiest way to get it done isn't always the best way, and then that's where Tiffany kind of like slowed me down and put me in my lane.
Yeah, because then it could be sloppy and fall apart. But if we took in, you know, taking just a few minutes to slow down, it would have been done right. So, but not everything is that way. Not everything. But there's, you know, there have been projects that we've worked on where it's like, now we got to go redo this again because you didn't stop and think about, you know, this or this. So, but
it's really a great example of how you complement each other. And that really leads us to page 6, where we start talking about strengths. You'll notice there are 7 bullet points for each, so it looks at your strengths. Tiffany, if you were to pick 2 of Manny's strengths, you really appreciate. You've mentioned one already, a flexible problem solver. Anything else you would pick from that list that you appreciate about him?
Yes, I appreciate whatever. So there's a lot of situations where there's a lot of situations where we have to work with like several people or a group of people, and sometimes it's kind of hard to motivate people. But Manny is able to generate enthusiasm in others. He can get people to be like, you know, hey, let's do this. Come on, like he creates enthusiasm. So that's something I really, you know, appreciate about him. And then of course I mentioned also this, that he has a positive sense of humor. Sometimes he'll be really, really frustrated and he'll say or do something and it makes me laugh, and that helps, you know, kind of relieve some of that pressure and stress. So I appreciate that about him.
That's great. Thank you. Manny, what would you say about Tiffany, a couple of strengths?
Well, her strengths actually helped me out a lot because she's very dependable, she's very detailed, and she's very organized. That helps me because I'm more of like, let's just get it done now, get it done. I'd be less organized, but I'm able to do a lot more than most people because I just go 100 miles an hour trying to get it done now. And she helps me by just being more organized. And then she's very detailed and very dependable.
Yeah, again, this is such a wonderful example of how different styles complement each other. And again, because you're different on each of those plotting points, you bring the strength of highs and lows for the DISC. And so that's a wonderful combination. Well, unfortunately, there are also struggles in our relationships and in our collaborating, and that's on page 7. And I'm going to do it a little differently this time. Manny, if you'd find a couple of the struggles that you believe you have, and then Tiffany, comment on maybe what makes that a little more difficult to work with Manny, and then we'll switch it around and do Tiffany. Manny, as you look at those 7 bullet points, a couple of those that you would agree, yeah, I do struggle with that.
Let me hear, what do you think you struggle with here?
Okay, you're talking about my struggles?
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe be overly optimistic in my ability to, you know, I believe I can get like anything done. And then she's like, kind of helps me like, okay, you got to do this or you got to slow down and we can do this.
Okay.
Like, I'm really impulsive. I would say I'm impulsive. Let's get it done. And time management skills. She helps me with, I have sometimes problem with time management skills. I say yes to too many things. I say I can do all this. And then I'm like pushing to get everything done, which I still get it done, but it's kind of like a miracle at the end of the day.
Okay. Because you like to say yes, don't you?
Yeah.
Tiffany, how about a couple of your struggles?
So I do tend to hold on too tightly to past traditions and procedures and processes, thus requiring a complete explanation of details before changes are made. Just because I manage so many things, one where somebody might think it's a little tiny change, and in the grand scheme of thing it is, but with my whole everything else I do, it tends to like really mess stuff up, so it takes me a while to get used to. So I struggle with that. And then So when I'm under pressure, I can become overly sensitive to criticism and or become bogged down in details. Because again, I'm more crisis prevention than I am management. I can flip in my head, but I can also, when we're in the middle of it and I just need to put the fire out, I'm trying to think of how I could have prevented the fire instead of just putting it out and, you know, thinking about it later. So I know you're going to ask this later, but that's something that Manny's really great with. He's like, who cares how it got here, just fix it. So that's a good balance of, you know, us.
So thank you. You've already talked so much, both of you, about how you work well together and kind of compensate for each other. I might, if there were a pair I was working with that had, you know, just more difficulty in some of these areas, I might probe that a little bit more. What could you do to help the other person? But like I said, you've talked quite a bit about that already. So just in the interest of time, I'm going to choose to go on. I love page 8 because it really is a recipe for how to communicate with each other. What you find here, Manny, it's giving you, again, a 2, 4, 6, 7 bullet points on what to do when communicating with you and what not to do, and the same for you, Tiffany. So, Tiffany, if you were telling Manny 2 things from that list to do and then 2 things not to do to be most effective with you, what would you choose?
I would say probably that first one, be accurate and realistic. Don't overinflate ideas or outcomes.
Okay.
And then probably the provide logical and practical evidence.
Yep.
And then don't it's almost like all of these. No, not really.
That's okay.
I would say don't be unrealistic with deadlines, because in the industry that we're in, a deadline is like a do or die type thing. And so I can't have him say, oh, I can get it done here, and then, you know, not happen. So definitely that. And then,
but I always get it done.
Sometimes. I'm going to have manipulating ideas quickly. Probably get in the habit of manipulating ideas quickly.
So don't do that.
Yeah.
But that would be a natural tendency for you, Mandy, right?
Yeah.
And probably one more. I probably think the push too hard, because sometimes he'll do that. He'll push just too hard, and I'm just like, wait, let's get an answer first, and he just, you know.
Sometimes I get fixed in my head, I can see it, and I've got a clear path to it. And then, so I'm like, I'm going to go to what I have pictured in my head, and I'm going to get it done, no matter what it takes, 100 miles an hour. And if you don't have that same picture in your head, it's going to be hard for you to realize it, and then that could cause confusion sometimes too.
That's really good. Thank you. So these are really key things, Tiffany, to put up on your office wall or put on a T-shirt. I mean, this is how to communicate with you and be most effective, and that's the value of this information. Manny, what would you choose for 2 do's and 2 don'ts?
Probably be engaging, fast-paced. I don't like slow people. I want to get it done fast, and as fast as we can get it done. I don't want to waste time on stuff that's mediocre. I want to get it done to the best of my ability. And, you know, the biggest bang for the buck. And it's as quick as possible.
So
don't.
Wait, what was the first one? But what was the second one? The
second one would probably be just working together. Like, what is that one?
Plan some extra time in your schedule.
Socializing.
Regarding. Hold on, we're working on this. I'm trying to figure out the second.
That's okay.
My input. Like asking my input.
Oh,
like,
ask for your input regarding people and specific appointments? Okay.
Good.
Would be, don't talk down to me. Don't get bogged down with like something that's not really a big deal. Like let's just walk over it. Let's just get it done. I mean, if it's a problem, let's worry about that later. Let's just get it done.
Well, so sometimes Tiffany's perhaps tendency would be to get a little too much into facts, figures, abstractions, and details, and you're going, don't need to go there, right?
Because I mean, it's like I don't need to know a lot of that, or it's like it's not really beneficial when we're going over something that's not really going to help what we're working on.
Yeah.
And Manny used to have his own company, and he's like more brave than I am. I'm like conservative and scared about stuff, and he's like, let's just go and get it done. So I think there's a good balance, though, because we do need to respect our leadership and all that stuff, but at the same time, I'll be like worried about something, and Manny's like, it's fine, and it is fine. I just need that extra push for him to be like, let's just get it done. It'll be fine, So that's a good balance.
This is one of the most practical pages. There's many, many tips throughout this report, as you can tell, but we really encourage people to think about and talk about this. What do you appreciate about in your communication? And then what not to do? The person who first trained me on this said, if somebody is using any of these don'ts, the other person can't hear you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like they tune you out, right, Manny? When Tiffany gets so bogged down in details, it's almost like you stop listening.
Yes, he does. I'll answer for him.
I don't think that's true, because I'm really close to her. She's a really good friend. I love her. So, like, it would be really hard for me to just, like, stop.
But he does. But you kind of do. You're just like, you kind of get a little frustrated. I
get frustrated, but still, I'm not going to cut her off.
Yeah, I mean, he's not rude about it, obviously, but yes, he does kind of, like, tune out or change the subject or
deflect.
Deflect.
We struck a nerve there, though. I could tell. Adam, are they coming across the table at each other?
Almost.
Okay, we're going to move on. Page 9, I'm just going to suggest, is really good information that talks about what are the work style tendencies or preferences for each of you. And again, knowing each other as well as you do, I think most of that would be pretty self-explanatory. Might be good to look at. 10 is kind of similar information, because it's really saying, now, what would be an ideal work environment for me? And again, in working together, this could be important to cover that information. So once again, what I would normally do here is have you pick out a couple of things, share them with each other, and just talk about how you can be more effective as you work together in your working environment. For purposes of time, I'd like to choose to go on to a really key part of the report, which is what we call the fill-in-the-blank pages, but I don't want to too lightly go over page 11, which is what I call the cheat sheet. You may remember this was also in your biblical disc that Adam took you through, but it's just a great reminder that when we're dealing with someone that has a different style, behavioral style than we do, that they don't respond, relate, and be reinforced in the same way we do. So as more of a high I, Manny, but you're working with Tiffany, who has some IS and C, but primarily more S behavior, you would want to look at that S box, and then Tiffany, you'd be looking at the I box in terms of how to respond to, relate to, and reinforce each other most effectively. So great information. Again, kind of a overall summary sheet, cheat sheet of the information. You could highlight some things there that might be useful as you interact with each other. Were the two of you able to complete pages 12 through 15?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you, Adam, for helping them do that. So let's just spend time on maybe a couple of these pages. The beauty of this, again, that Ken Vogus put together for us is that it helps people really customize this report to you. So you get to choose what your task style, communication style, negotiation and conflict, and relational style is. And we do that by choosing the words and creating the sentences at the bottom. So what I'd like to do, Tiffany, starting with you, is to have you read your task style, the sentences you wrote there at the bottom of page 12, to Manny, and then I'll have a question or two.
Okay. So you gotta listen. So as a high ISC and a low D blend, I prefer tasks that are scheduled and detailed. My work style tends to be cooperative. My strengths are a supporter and an organizer. Regarding my limitations, I tend to be too indecisive and too detailed. Therefore, I need a high D opposite my low, or high D, low SIC on my team or in my life.
Wonderful. Manny, anything there that surprised you as you heard that?
No, I kind of already knew all that.
So again, because you know each other well, that certainly makes sense. And I think you hit it well, Tiffany. You chose words that I would agree should be typical of that ISC behavior. Manny, how about reading yours to Tiffany?
As a high DI and low SC blend, I prefer tasks that are challenging and people-related and diverse. My work style tends to be decisive, interactive, reactive, and instinctive. Instinctive. My strengths are being a problem solver, encourager, energy, something risk taker. Regarding my limitations, I tend to be too intense, non-traditional, direct, and disorganized. Therefore, I need a high SC and a low DI.
Yep, low DI or low ID in my life or on my team. So Manny, you chose all four of those words as descriptors. Tiffany, tend to agree. Hear anything there that was surprising to you?
I will tell you this. I am, because somebody like Manny sometimes I feel doesn't really know themselves or can't really relate to this stuff. I am really surprised at how well he really does know his strengths and weaknesses. So yes, when he was reading that, I was just like, wow, he hit the nail on the head. I agree with everything he said.
Good. Thank you. So we've talked a little, so imagine now two people who don't know each other as well, having this conversation and learning about each other as far as what's your preferred task style and what do I need to know about you to work together more effectively? So some great insights can happen here, especially when you have two people that are maybe just beginning to work together or who've worked together but have had some conflict. This can be very, very valuable. And that leads me to the page I want to spend a little more time on. I'm going to jump page 13. We've already talked a bit about communication style. We could do the same thing here, have you each read those. But I think the conflict page, what's your negotiating style in resolving conflict, often brings some really good insights for people. So let's do page 14 and have you each do the same process. Manny, if you'd like to start this time, read your sentence to Tiffany, please.
Okay. As a high DI and low SC blend, I am most comfortable being decisive, enthusiastic, spontaneous, and non-structured. When I feel fears of losing, rejection, or the status quo, I would say the status quo, I don't like the idea of just being regular or mediocre, it causes tension for me. Under tension, I may demand action, attack, or challenge everyone, I think the word was someone, but I say anyone that's involved. I'm going to challenge everybody. If this intensifies the conflict, I may withhold contact or use punitive action.
So, Tiffany, have you ever seen any of those behaviors with Manny in conflict?
I have. Now, he and I've seen that with others, but with me, he doesn't tend to get, we don't get too in-depth in a fight. I think just because, again, with my personality, I kind of deflate the situation. But, yes, I've seen him you know, all of these seemed very accurate. In a high situation, which again, he has a very easygoing personality too, as far as he's not looking for a fight, but if it happens, like, yeah, that's what he does.
And the main reason me and her don't really, because I stay in my lane, because I'm usually helping her with general conference and stuff like that, and she's over general conference. So I'm looking at her as like an authority figure a lot of the times for that.
Yeah, and he'll respond very well.
So that would be, so if I'm not the boss or whatever, I'm not going to be like, you know, ordering her around. But if I'm over something, I'm going to be very direct and, you know, we need to get it done as fast as possible and the best possible.
Those are really good comments, Manny, because it points out a couple of things from both your conversation here. One is when we have respect for authority or whose job is what and so forth, we obviously can get along better even though our style may differ. And also, Tiffany, what I heard in your comments about Manny is you see that what can be sometimes a rough edge in that high I with a D coming up being a little bit more maybe attacking or demanding action or challenging and so forth, that's where spiritual maturity comes in, right? Mm-hmm. And so we know that God asks us to be people of peace, and so I'm guessing, Manny, that that's an area that you've worked on and hopefully been able to take some of that edge off. The Lord has helped you with that. So really good stuff. Tiffany, how about if you read yours, please?
So as a high I or SCI and a low D blend, I am most comfortable being supportive. When I feel fears of rejection, it causes tension for me. And under tension, I may become quiet. And this intensifies the conflict. If this intensifies the conflict, I may stuff feelings or use, and I left the second one blank, but I think it would just be the become quiet.
Right. Okay. Manny, is that behavior that you've noticed in Tiffany at times?
Yes, but the one thing she left out was emotional.
I become emotional?
I mean, if somebody's rude to you or mean to you, you can go in a corner and kind of like,
what? Become quiet?
Yeah. But I've seen her cry before at conference because somebody was really nasty with her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
It's too bad that people...
Quiet or cry.
Well, that really points out, doesn't it, some of the uniquenesses of style, because, Manny, your tendency is just to spring forward, to go on the offense here, and Tiffany, yours would be much more to retreat, get quiet, and so it just brings out what happens to us when we're in those conflict situations or tense situations and why it's so important to understand that about each other. And again, because you have a long working relationship, you have a pretty good sense of that. Again, for people that are new to this, this becomes just a great page to spend a little time on. Usually it brings some new insights for people. And so I appreciate you taking the time to do that. Now, in a work collaboration report, I may not spend much time on 15, which is just kind of more general relationally. If we were doing the relationship report, which is a kind of a sister report to this, I definitely would have the couple spend time going through their relational style. We won't take time for that today just because I want to have some time for questions and comments. And then what we'd encourage you to do, of course, page 16 is really kind of the takeaway page. And so you've kind of already done this. And now it'd be a matter of recording this in terms of if you have a new working relationship or you're trying to understand someone better, each of you. So Manny, you might say colleague one, and then Tiffany is colleague two, and you would write down at the top what you appreciate about Tiffany, her strengths, what are some of her struggles, the do's and don'ts of communication, what causes conflict, and then by going back to page 11, you can come up with some of those bullet points on how to respond to, relate to, and reinforce Tiffany. And, of course, Tiffany as colleague two, you'd fill out the bottom to Manny, colleague one, with those same types of responses there. Yeah. So lots of great information that is pulled forth from this. I'd just like to get any final comments from the two of you. And then, Ken Vogas, if you're still there, I would love to open this up and have you share a few comments about how you've used this and the value of it and anything I might have missed or misspoke. And then we'll open it up for questions and comments. Tiffany, Manny, has this been helpful? What have you learned?
It's been very helpful. I've learned a lot about myself, I would say, because stuff I know about myself, but it's never been like put into like an assessment. And when the assessment shows something, it makes me feel better about who I am as an individual. One thing I did want to read out loud was what I wrote about Tiffany on the "I appreciate your strengths." I put, "She is dependable, detailed, and organized." And then "I can help with the way I can help with her struggles." I just put, "Do what she asks when she asks." Like, just said, just basically be a yes man when she. That's the easiest way to deal with struggles between me and her. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. Tiffany, comments?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to do this. I enjoyed doing this. I think that, like Manny said, there were some things that, and I hate to say it this way because it kind of sounds whatever, but there was like positive things about the way I am that I kind of thought but wasn't sure. So I was glad to see that. And then some of the negative things that I realized that, you know, that it's okay to be that way. It's okay to struggle with these things because obviously God puts people in our lives to help us with that. And then I was just really pleased that Manny, you know, we've talked about he's kind of out there and he's go-getter, fast-paced. So I was really surprised and like happy that he went through this, he followed through and thought about it and recognized some things about himself. I think that's really a mature thing and that will help us, you know, move forward, because I think I'm like 10 years older than Manny,
mm-hmm.
or maybe even a little bit more.
No,
so,
okay.
So it's a little, so he's, you know, he is younger, and I realize that, but I'm glad to see that he, because I think the more we can know about ourselves and you know, be okay with ourselves and obviously still try to be better, you know, better ourselves, I think that just makes us better people, better Christians, better workers, you know, better friends and all that stuff. So I just appreciate the opportunity to be involved in this.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, both of you. We just are thrilled. Ken, if you're there, comments about the collaboration report, what you just heard, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, can you hear me? I hit the *6. I hope I'm back on.
You are on.
Am I on? Okay. Okay. As I was listening to them, what I'd like to do is comment and go back to page 4. And I picked some stuff up from what Manny was saying with regard to the D continuum. And if you can go back there and just look at that so I can comment on it and just the way we can interpret that, I think it'll be a little bit helpful to understand something. What I heard Manny say is that he would disagree with the plotting point on the D continuum and that he felt like in reality, in action, it's a little bit higher. Did I hear that right, Manny?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The way I'd interpret that, if you would look at the S continuum, you see where your plotting point is there?
Yes, sir.
It's very low.
Yes,
if you were to take that percentage, that 20%, and you add it to the where your D continuum is 45, you come up with 65. And that's we're the only one that has a profile where we emphasize the low styles and how they connect with the high styles. You have a lot of red there. And in that lower graph, I would put your actual plotting point where you operate, you know, in that 65% based on those two plotting points. And that's something that I do all the time to interpret the fact that the high and the low are incredibly important as far as the plotting points and in particular the colors that are there.
Yes, sir.
What I said, does that make sense at all?
Yes, sir, that does. And that's exactly what I had written down on my sheet of paper.
Yeah. And that's how you get there and interpret that. And what when you went through it, all your information there, you're very task-oriented, but you're very fast-paced. And I would expect that. And as you went ahead and told me, you know, read your sentences, you know, I said, yeah, absolutely, you know, very, very fast. paced guy. The only the other thing that I want to say and try to affirm you, Manny, on this is your plotting point in the C continuum.
Okay.
It's very, very, very low, correct?
Yes.
Your plotting point. I'm going to give you a compliment here. You are an instinctive problem solver,
yes,
par excellence. When you look at something, instinctively you know what to do, and you don't need a lot of information from anybody how to fix it.
Yes.
Okay? And what you have to understand is between the two of you, Tiffany, and you understand Manny is instinctive problem solver. When he sees something, he doesn't lead him out of information, and you just need to get out of his way.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
I generally do that unless it involves our boss and money, because then I get in trouble if he spends too much money.
Right. I understand that. I understand. And it works the opposite way with regard to Tiffany's plotting point on the C. Manny, she is your heavenly sandpaper.
Yeah. She is.
I like that.
She'll keep you out of trouble, Manny, so listen to her, okay?
I do. Yeah, I do. That's why I think I wrote down, do what she asks when she asks.
I mean, she does not fire blanks. She does not fire blanks, you know.
Yeah.
When she tells you something, there's something behind it, because she's a logical problem solver, and she's very strong on validation. She's got a reason why it's there and can tell you if you're interested. Most of the time you're not interested. I understand that. But you do need to listen. The other thing I just want to comment very, very quickly on, it is normal when you're, and I'm talking to you, Tim, Tiffany, okay, your I and your C is above the midline. That means there are two things that can be very, very hurtful to you. One is to sense rejection from a person and to criticize your work. When those two come together, you should get very quiet or get emotional. It's very normal for that to happen. And you need somebody on your team that's got a sense of humor that can go ahead and keep you relaxed.
Yeah.
And that's Manny. Okay?
Yep.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of positive stuff going to take care of the things where you're not that good. And that's why page number 12 is so important, is to validate how much you need each other. And you've got all the potential there to go ahead and really compliment one another. So those are my comments. I hope I haven't taken too much of your time.
No, I appreciate it. Those were good.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, Ken. Thank you. We'd love to open this up to questions or comments from those on the line. So star 6, anyone? Ken, I did have a quick question on the graphs page. Would you have done anything differently in terms of choosing which two graphs to work with for the two of them?
I really don't worry about that too much until I get into when they go ahead and read their sentences to each other. And that's where I start picking some stuff up, if where we are. So is it graph 2 or graph 1? You know, it's the reading of the sentence where I make the judgment calls of where I want to emphasize. So I'll just kind of go through it and do what I need to do there, and then decide which one I think is most accurate. So that's how I handle that.
Thank you.
Adam, do you have anything to share with us in terms of how you see Manny and Tiffany working together?
Now, this has been a very enlightening exercise for us, and I'm very thankful that they volunteered to help us out. And I think that example of Tiffany being a heavenly sandpaper is a very good descriptor, and we will probably, that's her new nickname, just so you know.
It is not copyrighted. You can use it any way you want, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Adam. That's really great. I just so have enjoyed Manny and Tiffany listening to you, just affirming each other and also just sharing such great information that will help you to continue to make your relationship effective, and just so great that you can do that, knowing that you both share a common faith and you are just committed to becoming mature followers of Jesus and wanting to honor and glorify him in your work and all that you do. So And Adam, I am quite certain that you play an important role in their work life as the director of HR, and that you have this information now to continue to support them in all that they do. So we're very appreciative to all of you. So thank you.
Thank you.
My final comment, and I'll have Barbara end in prayer, is for those of you that are doing debriefs of either the relationship or the collaboration report, remember, we believe it's as important as a coach to think about what you're going to ask as what you're going to say. So we may not all be as skilled as Ken at debriefing these, but having good questions and letting people come up with their own answers and ideas hopefully really leads to some good insight. So I just encourage you to think about that.
Yeah, any final comments from anyone, Tiffany, Manning, Ken, or Adam, before we close the call?
Yeah, I want to make one comment that concerns me every time I hear it said that Tiffany said that, you know, under pressure, what she can do is stuff her feelings. And Manny, when you ask her, are you okay, Tiffany, and she says, I'm fine, you need to ask her again. They're generally reluctant to go ahead and really tell you what's going on. And your giftedness for humor is very, very critical to get her unstuffed. Stuffing will really cause her health to deteriorate, and to really understand when we love one another, you know, it's common for Tiffany to stuff. And your affirming and positive side, Manny, is absolutely critical for her. So I just want to say how important you are in that area of her ability to stuff and knowing how that's unhealthy. So hang in there with the humor, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Ken. So appreciate your comments and just your just the way that you can help us better understand ourselves. So we appreciate that, too. So for those of you who joined us today, our other practitioners, thank you. It's been good to have you with us today. And we're going to end our call now in a word of prayer. So please join me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just rest in you, and we put our faith and trust in your promises. Help us to lead with God-grounded confidence as we keep our eyes and focus on you. And Lord, in this extraordinary time, we just know, Lord, that you've placed individuals in positions of leadership, and we ask you to give these people minds that would be open to your wisdom and promptings as they provide direction and guidance within their communities, their countries, and all the nations. Give them courage and strength to be faithful to the responsibilities, Lord, to which you have entrusted in them. And help us, Lord, help us to be people of peace, to be people who lean on your word. And now, Lord, I pray for the safety and protection for all that are on this call and for their families. And Lord, I pray that you would be with those who call upon your name. So may your peace rest upon us, and we pray this in your precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.